It's time to check in with our state's pollies to see what's affecting our community.
It's time for Blandy's State Polygraph.
As we say good morning to the state member for Maryborough, Bruce Saunders. Bruce, g'day.
Good morning, Andrew. What a great day it is. Too beautiful weather, a bit chilly, but a great day for the Maryborough electorate because it's been a week since the budget has been released.
Yes.
And the budget was a fantastic budget for Maryborough.
Okay. Well, tell us why.
Well, let's have a look at it. We've got the 50-cent TransLink bus fare. So you can go from Maryborough to Hervey Bay and back on the 5th of August for $1. Burram Heads to Hervey Bay and back for $1. Howard into Maryborough to Hervey Bay for $2. $2, Andrew. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking to TransLink about the bus timetables, changing it. So we're heading down that direction to make sure that we've got plenty of buses.
Bruce,
that is
certainly going to ease the pressure on a lot of people, those 50-cent things. The only criticism is, and it's a bit like when the coalition government had the excise, the fuel excise, they cut that. This is going to run out in 6 months' time. What happens then?
Well, if you vote Labor, it won't run out. It won't run out if we're re-elected. That's as simple as that.
All the time, 50 cents.
50 cents. 50 okay. cents is something I've been pushing for because European countries have free public transport. It takes the pressure off the roads. But in Brisbane, 50 cents trains, guess what they equal to?
What?
More jobs in Maryborough because the more people use trains in the southeast corner, the more trains we're going to need. We've got the factory right here at Talbot Lee. So more people use the trains in Brisbane, more jobs on the Fraser Coast, Andrew. Simple as that.
All right. I thought the government just said this is for 6 months and then we'll see what happens after that. I didn't realise they'd committed as a permanent thing.
I'll be committing to it anyway as the local member, pushing very hard to make sure that it stays because the longer it stays, the more jobs it is for the Fraser Coast.
Okay, but the government as such hasn't said this is a permanent thing. This is something you want to be a permanent.
Yeah, well, if you vote Labor, our government will be. I'll be fighting hard to keep the 50-cent fares on because we need the 50-cent fares. Because, as I said, in the southeast corner, with more people using trains, which means we need more trains to be built. So, Maryborough and Talbot Lee's building the trains, buses. You know, you can go to Hervey Bay from Maryborough and back for $1. It's amazing. It'll keep the traffic off the road. And speaking of the Maryborough Hervey Bay Road, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
We've got money to start the roadworks on Maryborough Hervey Bay Road, so we'll be starting that. We've also
whereabouts? What do you mean, Maryborough Hervey? Whereabouts? The intersection there, you mean?
No, we're doing. If you drive along there now, you'll see that we've had the people out looking at, particularly from Dundatu back to the Sporties Club there. You know, around the St Helens area. Where we're looking at all that roadworks. We'll be talking to TMR about it. Making the dump, better access to the dump, better access around the St. Helens area. So we're looking very hard at what we can do there. We got the first tranche of money in the budget, the first lot of money to start the roadwork. So it's going to be roadworks on the Maryborough Hervey Bay Road. I've also been talking to the minister about extra overtaking lanes on the road because the road's busy for about 2.5 hours in the morning and about 2.5 hours in the afternoon. That's at its peak times. So we've got to make sure that the road's up to standard.
Yeah,
I know the member for Hervey, and I've been working very hard on getting money to start the roadworks.
The intersection, mate, Maryborough Hervey Bay Road, talking about that, and the Burram Heads Road intersection. When can we see something start at least there?
Very shortly, Andrew. it'll be a couple of where the final design's been done. It's all set to go. You'll see us down there shortly. In our high vis and helmets and shovels, you know, turning the soil for the Burram Heads Pile the Road intersection. We've got the money for O'Regan's Creek on the, out to Tuggum. That'll be lifted so that it'll be floodproof, that road right through to Tuggum. We've got the money for the Tyro Bypass. It'll start later on this year also, go to tender and start all roadworks in the budget. It's a fantastic budget for schools and roadworks. In the Maryborough electorate, we've got more money for health. You know, this has been a really good budget, a really good cost of living budget. It's doing what matters for Queensland and the cost of living. I mean, look at $1,000 off your power bill. If you're a pensioner, you get $1,672 off your power bill. That's tremendous, Andrew. $1,672. 20% off your car registration. We've got, $200 fair play vouchers for kids to get into sport. There's a lot in this budget for everyday people, and it's a fantastic budget. And I've congratulated the Treasurer. He's done a fantastic job on making sure, with the cost of living, and he's making sure that everyone is covered in this budget.
Okay, I guess the opposition is suggesting too they will keep these promises as well if they are elected.
Well, this is a funny thing. They promised to vote for the budget before I'd even seen it. So before, I thought the Leader of the Opposition had joined my party because he was saying, yeah, I'm going to support the budget. Well, look, who remembers 2012? They promised everything and delivered nothing and acted completely differently to what they said during the campaign. So, you know, leopards don't change their spots, Andrew, as far as I'm concerned. All I know is if a Labor government is returned, these things will stay and cost of living relief will get better as we go along because it's coming from the progressive coal royalties. People have got to remember this. This is coming out of the coal royalties, and that's what's paying for all this. The LNP have promised that they've said that, you know, they'll be meeting with the coal lobbyists that no doubt that they'll cut the progressive coal royalties, and these things will have to be cut because there's going to be a massive black hole in their budget.
Okay, Bruce. So, mate, we're nearly out of time. A start date, too, that we can start taking the Gympie bypass. What is that?
Well, Andrew, I'm like you. The rain held us up. If I could have put a big dome over it, I would have.
Any date?
Any date? No, not yet. They're still finishing the last two entrances now.
Okay.
I'm like you, Andrew. I drove past it last week, and I was salivating, saying, when is it going to be open?
Bruce, thanks for your time this morning, mate, and we'll catch up, if not before, in a couple of weeks' time.
Thanks, Andrew.